do you
have? Oh, Lord. You want to testify? That is off of the latest release from our dear Tennessee treasure, Kirk Whalen. Kirk, that one just beautiful. How you doing, dear one? I haven't talked to you.
I got to tell you, I kind of had you in mind with this one. You know, people are not going to believe that, but, you know, you're just your spirit and your love all of, you know, these years, these 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about just tender care for, you know, for the folks you love, you know, women who are exploited and many times misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And then especially as far as, like, you know, human trafficking and all the kinds of ways, man, that women are not treated right. And so, yeah, that wildflower, man, is a powerful message.
Ooh, have mercy. That is. And the vocalist, Diane Carroll, is, Lord.
Leanne Carroll.
Oh, Deanne, I'm sorry. That it's, is just...
Yeah, she's with an L, Leanne. Oh. She's been the number one jazz artist in England now for last 6 or 7 years.
Well, see, Kurt, with Tiny Prince, sometimes Tiny Prince be playing tricks on my eyes.
I know.
For real, seriously. The size 2 font and everything nowadays is. But most importantly.
I know, right?
Yeah, definitely. Kurt, it is so good to hear your voice, okay, first.
Same here, sweetheart.
And we have not had you on in several years, and we got to catch up and stuff and see how you're doing. And if I may ask about the heavenly angel, your wife.
My Ruby?
Yes, Lord.
Man, she's doing really good. Yeah. I eulogized her mom last week. She passed away on Halloween. And man, it's been a rough week, but you know, Ruby was the primary angel caregiver for her mom. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you go through heart attack and you know, and lung cancer and all that, you survive, and then you know, then after, you know, 4 or 5 years, you know, that stuff comes back sometimes, you know, and it's hard. So I'm grateful that I could be here for her and that she could be here for her mom.
Yeah. Well, please give her all of our love and condolences on that, because I know Ruby had a tight relationship with her, and when you guys had that Christmas breakfast that time I met her, Mama was, you know, helping with the cooking and all, and you know, it was just so warm and wonderful. So I'm really sorry to hear that. But to have the blessing of having her son-in-law utilize her, eulogize her, that was really something, Kurt.
Oh man, I'm grateful I could be there. And yeah, I remember, you know, you partying with us for the holidays that time. And, you know, had a good glass of wine and good food.
Yeah, they had some excellent food. But you come from such a family atmosphere that, you know, a lot of your music is feels family. Feels like, you know, you've been around the family for a long time. And I guess that's your raising, you know, the family that you have, your brothers and, you know, your parents and all that, your late father, and, you know, your family, very, very family oriented.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why you're family.
Thank you. I feel that way because I'm the president of the Davidson County chapter of the Kurt Whalen Fan Club. I have so designated myself. So, you know, I am going to...
I'm a member.
Wait a minute, hold on. Don't say nothing yet. I got a surprise for you. And see, I got one of the members of the club here who you didn't know was going to be here with me. And this is a pleasant surprise for us. And this, you know, may I just thank the Lord in early. Lord, I want to thank you. I have Kirk on the phone. And I have the incredible Marion Meadows right across from me.
And you are kidding me. I'm the president of his fan club. You don't know me that.
Come on, stop.
Oh my God! Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to just take it to another level, and Marion was going to be around. And I was like, you know, we're gonna do this for Kurt.
I was okay. Flying down the highway. I said, I can't miss my brother.
Listen,
I can't miss this. This is great. Sure, this is live. This
that, that wailing, that you hear in the distance. That's a few women folk in Hawaii going like, how in the world are you going to leave me and move to Nashville?
Oh my God, Kurt, you and Marion probably go to the Wayback Machine. I'm sure, right?
We do, absolutely.
Well, put it like this. You know, when that brother was known as one of the innovators in the, you know, not just straight ahead, but you know, really avant-garde jazz, playing the big horn called the tenor. I guess how far back I go.
So, how old were you?
So age is just a number. And,
that's just a number. Don't put us in that category.
Oh Lord!
Man, how you doing, brother?
Man, really, really good. Really good. Happy Thanksgiving to you, yes. My gifted brother.
Likewise to you and Ruby.
Kurt, you know, I'm always full of surprises at WFSK. And, when Marion moved here, how long ago was it?
It's been a few years now. When I moved here, he moved out.
You're right, exactly. I said, y'all done messed up my mind.
It was just coincidence. You know, I moved here at the time in Memphis, and I said, you know, I have a feeling he's transitioning. Yeah. And sure enough, he did, man. So, you know, it was a good thing that we moved. Yeah. And then we got involved, you know, in the community here, man. You know, I'm a barber, man, with homeless cats and you know, just, you know, things that we felt like we could make a difference here in Memphis.
Yeah.
And not only that, man, the art scene in Memphis is kicking up and it's all going crazy. You know, we're doing a series here. In fact, I'm asked this on the air to see if I can get Marion Meadows to be my special guest for Cafe Kirk. We do it over here at a place called the Crosstown Theater.
Oh. I'm there.
And that's on first Sundays, man. And
Sundays,
Bob James was my guest last month. And Wendy Moulton is my guest this month. And
Wendy.
I'm going to have to get Brother Meadows on here.
Sign me up.
Okay.
Heard it first.
Now
right
let
here.
Me get my social Woo! Calendar out here so I can write this down.
I love it when I can just get in the car and drive to the
That's
gig.
That's true. And get back and be sleeping
right?
your own
You don't have to go through security.
Yeah.
No security.
tell us about Cafe Kurt.
So the name Kirk means church.
Uh-huh.
And you know, my folks didn't know that when they named me, and I only really discovered that, go figure, when I was, you know, in my 40s.
Uh-huh.
But the idea that a space can be kind of in the middle, it's not quite sacred, because, you know, we're going to have a nice glass of wine and blah, 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 and or maybe a real nice brew.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be celebrating, is what we do at Cafe Kirk. We celebrate our spirituality that, you know, I'm a Christian, you know, this person may be a Muslim, this person's Jewish, this whatever,
awesome. Mm-hmm.
But we celebrate the fact that we're not just flesh and bones, that we're much, much more, and that it's a high calling to be a musician, you know, to represent the Creator in this earth realm. And so at Cafe Kirk, man, it's all about that. And then I interview, just like I did last month with Bob James,
mm-hmm.
I take 20 minutes. We take our time, and I interview my guests about their spiritual journey and their life journey, and then we play some more music.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Marion, you fit right in with that.
Well, you know, because just like Kirk said, you know, for me growing up, I was a part of, when I grew up in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
I came from West Virginia, and I went to Connecticut to be a part of the last group of kids that were bused in Connecticut up to a neighborhood that had no black students. And that's just because of the demographics of the neighborhood.
Right.
But the school happened to be mostly Jewish kids. I had never been around Jewish kids. I grew up in a mostly Italian Catholic neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I was a Southern Baptist. So at an early age, here I am already, hanging out with kids from all these different, religions and ethnicities. Mm-hmm. It was for me, it was a wonderful experience. But playing music, it really just put the glue in the whole experiment. It really made it realize. And a few years ago, I was at a Deepak Chopra conference, and he was talking about religion, and he said religion, and that's all he said. He said religion. He goes, "How religious are you really?" He goes, "Let me tell you what religion is," and he started talking about music.
Wow.
He said the music has been the thread for humanity forever. And he goes, "And always understand that you musicians," and he knew, he had heard that I was there, and he knew something about me. And he says, "You don't even know how important you are, you musicians. You don't even know how important you are." Mm-hmm. And then it started to make me realize that, what a beautiful experience we've had.
Right.
When we go out and people, they say, you get up in front of an audience. No, we've been sharing for all these years. That gift that we've been sharing back and forth, the audience to us, it really is just like Kirk. It's such an anointing for us.
It is.
And I'm so blessed to.
And you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, man. And Deepak is right as well, that it's a calling. It's a high calling to be a musician, because you're speaking a language, a heavenly language, a divine language that doesn't use, syntax and verbs and nouns. It's like we're going bypassing the brain and going straight to people's heart. I always think you come hear this brother's prayer, Marion is able to break and enter into your heart. And you can't do anything about it. It's a good thing that he's not trying to take anything. He's trying to leave something. Mm-hmm. He's trying to deposit something of beauty.
Yes. Well, y'all are making joyful noises, you see. Hmm. And that's what we're supposed to be out here doing. And, you, Kirk, I don't know if I could take y'all together on the Gospel According to Jazz, number 6 or 5. I don't know.
That's not, you're going to have to take us together, because for sure.
I don't
you
know.
You heard the brother. He said he accepted the invitation for Cafe Church. So there you have it.
I got the church fan out right now.
No. You don't even know. This guy has married me.
Really?
I have had just such a wonderful divine intervention with this brother coming into my life. He don't even know. He doesn't even know this. Years ago, and he might remember, because maybe I did say something to him that night. I don't remember if we spoke or not. But he was at a little club in New York City downstairs, and I can't even remember the club. It might be one of the Village clubs. And it was right after you had done your record, Kirk, with Bob James, the first one I think you did. And I had heard this record. I had heard of Kirk, but when I heard this record and I was in town, I said, "I got to go see this brother." And then I went down and I sat in the back of the audience the whole show. And I was like, "Man, this guy right here is the real deal." Then I might have said something to you that night, but it was early in both of our recording careers, as solo artists. And but I just want to say that night, man, you entered my heart, brother. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that. Mm-hmm. And it's been there ever since.
Yeah. Man.
That's beautiful.
Man.
That's beautiful.
I'm just grateful, man. I think that sometimes we take for granted, Marion, the level of communication and empathy and sort of, what's the best word? I mean, camaraderie. I'm going to say synergy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we're able to have, I think, writ large, people think of artists in the same genre, more or less, as competing. And we've never experienced that. That's why, when we hang out with Gerald Albright, if it's Marion, Everett Harp, if it's Steve, Cole, or whomever, the music is the thing that lifts us up, that song said, "Lord, lift us up where we belong."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really what the music does. It sort of takes care of that part. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about, let me get my ego in check. No, I mean, it's like put your horn in your mouth. And like I said, you had me at hello.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, it's interesting you said that because I was a student at Berklee School of Music, and Bobby Humphrey was in town and got sick. And she said, I met her, and, you know, I was still a student. She, mm-hmm. We had just recently met. She goes, I got the flu. Can you come down and play with me on the weekend? Because, you know, I need some help. And I said, oh, you know, I'm just a student. But I said, yeah, Bobby, I'll come down. But she said, I can't pay you because, you know. And I said, I don't need any money. I just want to come down and play. It was that, you know, back then, remember, Kirk, they had Paul's Mall and the Jazz Workshop in Boston.
Yeah.
Right.
Next door to one another.
Wow.
So one would be like kind of a more, you know, maybe a little more R&B, you know, smooth. Over on the other side is hardcore, you know. On that side would be Herbie Hancock, all them over there. But Bobby was playing over Paul's Mall, and Grover was going to be coming in to play at the Jazz Workshop, and he was in the audience, you know, and I'm you know, Grover watched it, so he and he had sat there and watched the show, and then after the show, he said, young metal, he said, come on, have lunch with me tomorrow, and this is when I went down and had lunch with him. I show up with my horn. He said, man, I ain't going to give you no lesson. You don't need But he talked to me on that very point. He says, man, you got a sound. Just keep stay in that lane. What you doing?
Yes.
He says, because you're already touching people's hearts. Mm-hmm. That's what he said to me, Kirk. He said, you're already touching people's hearts.
Yeah.
He goes, you don't have to play a lot of notes. Mm-mm. It's just the notes that you're playing that touching people's hearts.
Yeah.
He goes, and by the way, you don't need to play none of my licks anymore either.
That is hilarious. And he was right.
He said, do your own licks.
You know, it's like, even that early in your development, it's like, you know, your heart reaches out and touches people. It's, you know, I think we get confused about, because we are pursuing, you know, virtuosity.
Yes.
And, you know, on the instrument. And it's almost like we get to feel like, well, man, I can do till I get to this level here or that level there. Kobe's like, hey, get out of here. I mean, you know, when I was playing at 13, I'm playing Amazing Grace at church, and you'd have thought I was really good.
You were really good.
I wasn't.
Well, not at 13. But,
no, I know.
But at least, you know, it was what was in my heart that you know, connected with their hearts, and that's what Grover was saying to you.
That's what he was.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he was saying.
Well, and being in the influence of you know, the greats like that, they breathed on y'all. They breathed, you know, for you to carry things on this to where we are now. And I thank God that you encountered these great people.
Yeah. So am I. I go back to, I sit on a board in Connecticut, you know, where I came from.
Uh-huh.
And it's, we mentor and teach children music. We have a program for kids who can't afford to get an instrument.
Yeah.
And we bring them into our program. We buy them a brand new instrument. And we have a full-time staff of music teachers, all privately donated. And the kids can get a music lesson 5 days a week.
Wow.
And our kids started out, this was in the name of my mentor, who was my high school music teacher.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I didn't even appreciate what he was doing for me. But Kirk, he would come to my house after he had his own kids.
Right.
At night after school, because there's a few of us, he said, I got to make sure that I keep you, because you're the kids that are going to, you know, that might go on to be musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, I want you to be prepared. He would come to my house after school and give me an extra lesson.
Wow.
On his own time with his own family. But, you know, those are the kind of people who come into your life and truly, you know, help you get to where you need to go.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, you're doing something like that similar in Memphis, right? That's what I heard about it. How about it?
I got to say, I mean, what you just described is like, that's what I call soup to nuts. That's like, you know, that's something that we aspire to have people that are committed and who can champion and sort of synergize a bunch of folks who have other kinds of resources, i.e. money, and make those things available to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
At Stax, we have a lot of really good things going on at the Stax Music Academy. And in fact, Justin Timberlake just, you know, because he's, you know, from here, he was able finally to get Levi's to donate a bunch of cash, and they upgraded all the facilities at the Stack Music Academy. You know, it's the kind of thing that influence can do, right? Mm-hmm. But let me just mention that what we just finished doing with this record with Humanité is it's collaborations with young artists, you know. So that's another sort of step in the journey, is providing actual, you know, ramp up or ramp into, you know, the lane, you know, that, you know, Marion and myself and Gerald and a lot of us are in, and that is to actually be able to record and collaborate with some of these young artists.
Yeah.
And in this case, man, from eight countries, you know, I went to Indonesia and to Japan and to France and Nigeria and Kenya and South Africa and all these places and recorded with these kids. And, man, I mean, mostly singers, some instrumentalists. And I got to tell you, man, it was so rewarding.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's called, the project's called Humanité, which is the French for humanity. But that really is what it's about. You know, what I hear you saying, you know, Marion, is just, it's about our common humanity. And, like, basically, what are you going to do? You know, that website that says do something. You know, it's talking is one thing, but it's like, man, we have so much, so terrible stuff going on right now, you know, where we have, you know, a president who's not, you know, and all his folk, you know, are working against the common good.
Right.
And so here we are with opportunities to lift up our people, man. Yeah. I mean, we don't have a choice. Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to tell both of y'all, since, you know, as you're the musicians, but we're a conduit for the people. That's what this radio station does.
Right.
You know, we bring you all's gifts to the table. And, you know, this is a place that they like to listen to so they can get their mind off the insanity. And because your brain needs a rest. And, you know, your music that you all create is like, it's a gifting, like a healing balm. So, you know, people come to, you know, the WFSK watering hole, and you know, I'm serious now, and decompress. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I sat on the plane with a gentleman, very conservative gentleman, and he said something very profound to me. He goes, "When's the last time you saw a person getting antagonistic who had their headphones on?"
You didn't.
That's like, oh, it's an interesting statement, but now that I think about it, when people have their headphones on, they, you know,
they're not listening.
They're in
they're
a place.
They're tuned into something.
They're tuned into something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, very, very interesting. But I say for sure, and I've been saying this at my shows. This is a safe place. What we do with the music, and you know, this is you can come here and you can feel safe. We don't care what religion or we don't care what color you are. When you come here, when you come to the show, this is a safe place,
it
and
is.
It always has been.
Yeah,
it's been a place where we've been gathering and we've been lifting up, and in spite of all this crazy stuff that's going on, we continue to do this.
Right.
It stays constant.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. It doesn't waver. It has the same result. And I'm so...
It's like you get to plug into empathy.
Yeah.
Yes,
the
you do.
The minute you, like you say, put those headphones on or you come to the show, you plug into empathy, because empathy is really, it's sort of like the fluid, the oil of gladness, you know, that keeps things going, you know. It dries up, man, when there's no empathy. And people get in that selfish zone.
They do.
And, it's terrible.
Well, but see, that still, you know, solidifies the healing balm that you all have been. When I have testimonials from listeners who call and say, that song helped me through a particular situation I was having, or that interview with that recording artist, and hearing them, it took them out of the mode of all the craziness that is surrounding them. You know, it's people are drowning in this stuff, and you know, they need to have a breath of fresh air. So, you know, hearing y'all on WFSK today and our streaming family listening live, hey Atlanta, we, you know, this is a y'all are saving people's lives. You know that, right? I'm just telling you.
That's heavy there.
I can tell you the most profound. Someone asked me, what is the most profound thing? Kirk, we'll both tell you the stories. We could go on for a year or two from all the stories. But this particular one was when I was up doing that little festival that we used to do up in Colorado, up in Telluride or wherever we used to go up there, and which we still do. But this particular time, I happened to spend a couple of days, and I saw a couple, and they were walking around. They came over to me and said, "Oh, you know, we're a fan of yours, and can we take some pictures?" And then I saw the gentleman. It was an interracial couple, and then I saw the gentleman the next day walking around, big, tall brother. And then he says, "Mr. Mills, can I?" I said, "No, call me Marion." He said, "Marion, can I just talk to you for a second?" And I go, "Yeah." So we walked over, you know, this beautiful mountain backdrop, Colorado. You know, we're way up, 10,000 feet up. He said, "You know, I was on death row."
Wow.
And he goes, "And one of the things that God let me do was listen to music." And he goes, and they asked, "What kind of music you want to listen to?" He goes, "I listen to your music. Many times I wanted to commit suicide," and he goes, "It was because of you that I didn't, and I was cleared of my charges because of DNA, because I was innocent." He goes, "But if it wasn't for you, there were many times where I wanted to kill myself." And I said, "Oh man, that's way too heavy." I said, "But it was unbelievably moving to me to hear a person say that because you just don't know." You know, you just don't know.
Yeah. And it's so easy for me to believe, though, Mary. And I think as well, you know, just, almost congratulations in a way, because when you stick with your calling and you know, I know happening personally, you know, how many obstacles that we run into as artists, you know, like to be able to make our music. And when you stick it out and then you hear one testimony like that, it makes it all worthwhile.
It definitely, really does.
Definitely.
It really, really does.
And, Kurt, also, did I accidentally hear you say there's a gospel according to jazz number 6 or 5 or whatever? Because I got the collection. I'm just trying to keep up with you. Did I hear you say that Marion's going to be on 5?
No, but the new record, Humanite, is, you know, it's all of that. You know, it was also my 60th birthday present to myself, and that was a year ago. it is, you know, me traveling the world and making these collaborations. And I mean, of course, we've got people like Marcus Miller and Keiko Matsui, but also, man, I mean, these new artists, some of them emerging, you know, but others, you know, established artists, like the number one artist in Indonesia and Southeast Asia. His name is Afghan Battle Muslim Brother. He's got 6 million followers on social media.
Wow.
Marion, and he ain't played a note in the States.
Wow.
Wow.
And, you know, people like Zahara is the number one artist in South Africa. You know, her record goes platinum in 48 hours. You know, these are huge artists, but they're outside of, you know, our domain. I mean, Marion and I get to travel and sort of engage with these artists, but not everybody gets to. So for me, it was an opportunity to expose
folks
to these young artists. And Humanite is also a documentary. We documented the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the documentary is going to come out very soon. Again, it's all about humanity.
But isn't a portion of it in Memphis too, Kurt? Isn't that one of the places
We recorded. Yeah, we recorded a couple of things here. One was an artist from New Zealand, and she's actually touring with me now, playing guitar. Her name is Andrea Lisa, and so I couldn't afford that flight to New Zealand, but she was coming to the States anyway, so I recorded her here in Memphis, and of course she loved it. And she's actually talking about moving to Nashville. She's, you know, really serious now about moving there. She's an amazing songwriter, Andrea Lisa. But, she's one of my feature artists on Humanite.
Be sure to tell her about us. This the stop. And also, the particular cuts that you chose. You know, there's some really interesting, heartwarming songs that you did remakes on, along with the other ones. What was the deal behind that selection?
Right. So, you know, wake up, everybody. You know, I mean, it's like, this is where we are right now. You know, right now we talk about being woke, Well, yeah, you know, them brothers were talking about that, you know, in the 70s, and just reminding people that there's no time that you can just go to sleep and assume everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Like, no, they say do something. You got to be woke to do something, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, just the whole thing, Wildflower, all these songs were really about,
classic.
You know, some of them, we wrote a lot of stuff too, but really the ones that we chose to remake were songs that we thought were poignant for this epoch that we're in, you know, Move On Up, you know, you know, Curtis Mayfield, stuff like that.
Definitely. Well, you, because it's been out, what, about 2 months now? Is that
about
right?
About a month.
Oh, a month.
About a month, yeah.
Well, you know, we've been playing it since you cut it. So you know, that's how we do. I know. That's why I said president of the fan club. And so I right away talked to your people, and I said, you know, we must have Kurt on because we haven't had him on in a full-blown interview. And, you know, because you guys – you and Marion, y'all just globetrotters. It's hard to get five of y'all's minutes. So, you know, I'm feeling like Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday all the same time right now. I mean, this is like, this is the ultimate, you know, Sharon Kay having a moment, y'all. Excuse me. But, Kurt, this, you know, one of these days I'm going to have both of y'all sitting in here. See, you haven't been in the studio in 10 years. Kurt.
Well, that is not true, but it's going to take 3 years, but I get your point, and you know, next time, now that Mary's living there, I that's a promise, we're going to do that,
okay.
And I still have a couple of kids there in town, you know, my four kids that started to spread out. One is out there playing with Kelly Clark, and he's, you know, he was town when they, you know, her whole band was from Nashville, and then she got the TV show, so he had to move out there.
Okay.
And how's brother?
Oh, Kevin's doing great. Yeah, Kevin's gonna. We'll do our Christmas show. You know, we're doing our gospel quarter jazz Christmas, and yes, ma'am, featuring Kevin Whalen Mesa.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin and Mesa had a big hit on "There's Nothing Better Than Love."
That's right.
And. You know, so yes, ma'am. We got Brother Adam Harley on there, and John Stoddard, and Lord, Gospel According to Dad, Christmas.
Nice.
Okay,
and
we'll see.
And that's on.
We're down with that.
That is. I'm gonna get the right date of that as soon as I get to that thing.
Has
but
that ever
it's
been
definitely in December.
Have you ever released that project as a Christmas project, Kurt?
No, you know, I have a working on a Christmas record as we speak. Just finished recording with a young lady, Shante Khan, in Atlanta, bad lady. And doing that, most of that record did in England.
Uh-huh.
And that record is going to come out next Christmas. So meanwhile, you know, we're just doing our Gospel According to Jazz Christmas tour, and I have that date. It's just not on my It's not on my deal. It's but for sure, check out my Kirk Whalum on social media, any Facebook, all that, and the dates are on there.
And you know, just so you and Marion know, when we converted over to our new system up here about 2 or 3 years ago, I lined up in stacks. All the songs that we have in our collection from both of y'all. Y'all running neck and neck up here, okay? In the volume of music that of y'all's from your collections that we have. And I'm like, man.
As it should be.
No, I said, these brothers better not say a mumbling word to me about loving them. Are you kidding me? I'm like, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, Kurt, I found some stuff, and you is all young and skinny, and you too, Marion. And both of y'all still skinny. But
we're still skinny and young. The Y got smaller. But we still, you know.
But, you know, we are. Whenever
December 23rd. I found that day. Okay. December 23rd at the winery, City Winery. December 23rd. That's the Cardinal Jazz Christmas.
Oh, really?
In Nashville?
Here in Nashville?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. I hope I'm not working. Because I talked to, I just recently talked to Kevin. And he and I are rumoring about doing a little something together.
Yeah,
next year.
All right.
The new year. We
well, y'all can do something together on the 23rd.
Something on the 23rd.
Man, you're getting a whole bunch of dates up here for your calendar.
Shoot.
Kurt, you know, whenever you come to town, you know, honestly, the red carpet is always out for you, always, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart. And I'll see y'all both on the 23rd, for sure. I'm going to go pick up us in the car or something for Marion so we can do something together. You know, do it,
and while we were sitting here, I bought my Humanité. So I was like, she see me on the phone. I'm here. I can't steal Sharon's copy,
yes,
so I just bought my own.
I got another one. Yeah, he bought it for real. That was real.
I love you, man.
Okay. He's supporting the brother. Okay. Kurt, give Ruby our love and kisses and everything. And we just thank you so much. And you have just really bring happiness to so many people. And, you know, a lot of times people that are great musically in Tennessee, you only hear about the country people. And they're the kings and queens of music in Tennessee. But at this radio station, you are our treasure, our Tennessee treasure. So we love you. And there's not a thing that you can do about it.
No, that's right. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Love right. you, man.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Kurt. He is just... that was a shock, huh, Marion?
Yeah, that was.
Thank you.
Man.
Can we high five for pulling that off?
There you
yeah. Because I said, Marion, don't you tell him.
I said, well, I gotta get here in time.
Right, right.
Well, before you lose that, brother.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Well, he was a little bit late. Anyway, how you doing, honey, darling?
I'm doing wonderful.
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so, hey, here,
you know.
Is, there you
oh,
go.
Oh, wow.
That's for you.
I didn't expect to get the actual.
Yeah.
Oh, see, y'all going to love this today.
Uh-huh.
This artist of the week today, this is before we enter into the Christmas music realm at uh-huh. the radio station. This one with Kurt was the last of regular releases for 19.
Oh, okay.
We do 50 interviews every year for the last 13 years.
Wow.
Calculate that, okay?
Wow.
So, we'll be starting the Christmas projects right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, good.
And mm-hmm. you just happened to squeeze yours in just in time.
All right.
Before I said, I am not putting no more Christmas music in the system. Oh, uh-huh. it's done, because all yeah. I had was a download.
Oh.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I like this cover.
Uh-huh. Thank
you. Who picked this out?
I did it.
Did you?
I do. You know, I'm a graphic artist, so.
Oh, that's yeah. right. I love the colors.
Thank you
know,
you.
That is
Thank
just
you.
Beautiful.
You,
and, of course, that must be you, huh?
It better be. At least that's what my wife says.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. This is Christmas with You. It's Marion Meadows. And, see, here's what the people don't know today that call in to win Kurt's Humanité. They're going to get the Humanité, and then they're going to get the Christmas with
oh,
Marion.
Wow.
See, that's yeah. us. We good.
Ooh.
Yes. That's why y'all that's best
get,
love us.
You get a double.
Yes, Lord. I mean, what would be the chances? And from his Marion's hands to my hands. Now, this ain't had a bunch of hands on it. Okay, we're going to play one too, right? Okay. Now, let me, before we talk about this, what you been doing?
Well, you know, I kind of started that project kind of late because I had never done a holiday record. So
this is your first?
This is my first one. This is my debut. I had done records for other people,
uh-huh.
and I had recording on other albums, and I did some of the winter, remember Windham Hill, we had their winter
yeah.
solstice series for many
yeah.
years, and I played a few winter solstice selections, and then finally I decided, I said I was going to do it last year, the mm-hmm. year before. And then it was already pretty much August, September, and I said, "Let me do a Christmas record," and we did. So we got in. I worked with Ronnie Song, you know Ronnie
oh,
Song.
Oh, Ronnie, yes.
Yeah, who you know who produced Freddie Jackson and
yeah,
Melvin Moore
yeah.
and
He's
Najee.
He's been on before. We've had him
yeah.
on.
Uh huh. He told me to tell you hello.
Oh, thank
yes.
you.
Yes,
hey,
yes, you
hey, Ronnie.
Yeah.
When you gonna come by and see me?
And
did he come here and do it?
He did. He came here. We recorded a lot of it here in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
And then we recorded, you know, different places. But
yeah.
And then we mixed it here in Nashville. So,
oh, yeah. It's fresh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this just came from the
just came off the press. It's probably still hot. It's
now,
probably
see,
still hot.
They're gonna be so excited to get this stuff today. I'm telling you now. And Marion, let's see. Last time you came by was about what 2 years ago?
Two years
the fundraiser.
Ago. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
And every time you come to town, And I will tell you that, you know, if y'all need me to come to the house and vacuum, I'm available. Because every time you get home, you always say, I'm here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what, you know, that's so appreciated. Well, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you. You know, you're one of my dearest friends here. Because when I first got to Nashville, I really didn't know many people. I know some musicians.
Yeah.
But you were one of the first people to welcome me here when you found out I was here. And,
I'm like, you better come on over here.
Yes, you did, just like Mama. Just like Mama. You said, you better get on up here. We got food. Don't worry about it. Just get in the car, drive up here. You ain't got to get dressed.
And you ain't going to know nobody up here. Just come on.
Get on up here. Get your butt up here. And I did. I jumped in the car, came right up.
And ever since then.
Ever since. I know what door to come in now. You know, if you don't know what door to come in, you ain't getting in here.
No, you're not. And you don't know the inside code. No, yeah, you ain't getting in here. That's like family, okay? But you are so, you know, you're just such a, I want you to feel that, you know, like this is the place where you can just come and be, and we support you, and we know your music, and we're just honored to have, you know, that caliber of music.
Only you can make me laugh, make me cry. At the same time. Make my tears come to my eyes.
I'm doing my job.
I feel loved. I've gotten a lot of love and support from FSK, from you, Sharon.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to let you know how much I appreciate that. Definitely. Because, you know, we as artists, we need that. We need you. I always say that what happened to the person who was probably the most important person, which for us was the DJ growing up. I spent a lot of time in New York back in the days with Vaughn Harper.
Yeah.
And Vaughn would be very much like you. Hey, you invite all the musicians, come up, hang out. And he'd be like, well, just hang out.
Yeah.
You got somewhere to go?
Yeah.
Because that's how it was a community. It was a village.
That's right.
It was
a
sharing.
The management. You know, I feed you too, see?
Yeah.
I'm not the DJ.
Yeah.
The DJ works for me.
Right.
So, I mean, the atmosphere that I am projecting as that person
is
what I want the station to be for everybody who experiences it.
And we love it.
And I love you. And, you know, your wife has been up and, you know, we've had a good time with her and, you know, you guys have been really supportive of us. And, you know, and I remember when Bob Baldwin was out here at the festival and everything. And you strolled up and I was about ready to go down. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm getting proclipped. I can't marry. I mean, you just boom, disappear. And, I mean, that's perfect. Yeah. That's as a lot of the people that you encounter and come across, they know me here and have encountered me here and on the station. And they, you know, it's just a small world because a lot of people, like, I forgot about Ronnie because he talked about he was going to be working on something with somebody in Nashville. He was talking about you.
And, you know, he worked on my Soul City CD. We came out here and we called up Kim Fleming to come and do some.
She's alumni.
Yeah, she came and did some singing for us, and he came to town. We recorded her here. But that's the kind of history he and I have.
Yeah.
You know, we go back like that.
Yeah.
And those are some veteran producers who kind of get it. You know, they kind of get it right.
Definitely.
And I'm very much like. Like Kirk, you know, I certainly want to involve and to interact with the young, up and coming producers and artists and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, you know, I do like reaching back and finding some of the veterans, like Ronnie Song, Norman Connors. You know, that's how I got my start was with Norman Connors.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, my starship man.
Yeah. And you know, I'm so blessed to have been in all, you know, come up through all these different times, you know, and periods, you know, where. You know, Norman Connors was crossing over from when I first met him. He was playing with Pharoah Sanders. He was the drummer with Pharoah Sanders.
Long time.
And you know, and all the you know, he would have like Buster Williams. And, you know, and then you have you know, I mean Gene Kern.
Yeah.
Phyllis Hyman.
Right.
You know,
the greats.
The greats.
Yeah.
So as a young guy, I was the young blood coming up, and they had me under their wing. They told me I couldn't go out after the show. They said, take your little butt back. Take your little butt back to the hotel.
Because you had baby face.
But it was great.
Yeah.
It really was.
Well, Maren, you have really been just a constant, true to, you know, things person. And not just when you have an album, but even on times when you dip back into the city. And you always just keep me posted, you know, let me know how family's doing, how you doing. I'm here, just want to check in, see how y'all are doing. I mean, that just goes to the root of, you know, of you. That speaks about volumes about you. Because a lot of people I around here, I don't ever come in contact with them. Uh-huh. As strange as that sounds.
Yeah.
Musicians
well, no,
and
I
stuff.
Can see that.
I don't. And, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. I could call outside of the region.
Yeah.
And they'll know me well. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, you've all showed this, us, you know, a ton of respect. And we're not corporate here.
Right.
You know, we're indies.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not 20 million strong. I mean, you know, we're with the people.
Well, that's important for me. This is the village.
Yeah.
I feel like you have, you know, adopted me into
oh,
this
yeah.
this village when I first got
yeah.
here, and then I love it, and for me that's that goes without saying,
yeah.
And I oftentimes will talk to my wife about how important it is for the work that you do and the
yeah.
work that I do and the work that we do together,
yeah.
Because people depend on us.
Oh, they do.
They
totally,
depend on us.
Totally do.
And
you know, and I get this question a lot from people who know they saw you with Bob at the first Fisk Festival. You know, we're coming up on our fifth in 2020.
Okay.
They say, aren't you friends with Marion? I'm like.
Yeah, well, I've got to be
at this. Your schedule is crazy.
Well,
so.
No, I'm going to make it work this year. So y'all give me the date. I'm on it.
Are you serious?
I'm there.
It's
what?
June 27th. It's the last Saturday in June.
I'm there. So just go
seriously.
Put me down. Put me down.
Okay.
I'm there.
I don't play now.
No, I'm there.
Because you know they're listening.
Yeah, okay.
And everybody going to get to writing it down. They're
yeah.
going to tell each other.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to say, Marion said.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay. Y'all heard it now. I got it on tape. I'm taping it. I'm recording this.
I'm there.
And I'm putting it on Facebook and everybody
okay.
going to know
Come
it.
On.
Well, okay. I'll just tell Dr. Rome he can't be going to no family reunions. He got to be out here.
Come out.
Yeah, we got big company coming. But Marion, let's talk about your Christmas project right quick. And, we're going to play a cut. Now, y'all are saying WFSK, y'all playing Christmas music too early. Well, Marion's here.
It's just a precursor.
Yeah,
to Christmas.
That's
you know, I'm just like you. I don't do anything to after Thanksgiving. You
me
know,
either.
Because my mother would never put the lights up until after Thanksgiving. She
Lord,
goes, no,
no,
I don't want no Christmas before Thanksgiving.
Have mercy.
But we just give it a little precursor.
Yeah, that's so. All.
Then y'all can get to
can
next
we do
week.
Some God rest over there, God rest? You got to get your bubble up on. Hey, so I'm okay, we're going to get a little touch, just a little touch. This is Marion coming up. I was in here, eyes shut, onto another planet. Marion, you laid that out, man. What? Oh, wow.
We number some old jazz heads.
That is...
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Lord. It was hard to tell at first it was a Christmas song. Was that the plan?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that is a contemporary approach.
Yeah, yeah.
To a Christmas. You know, we actually I do some tenor on this album, which is a swing, live in the studio, you know, with Straight Ahead.
Really?
Yeah, I do a We Three Kings Straight Ahead.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all see, y'all already know. This. We're going to have the tightest Christmas rolling up here. Tight. I ain't playing, y'all. I'm not playing. Who's on here with you?
Well, I got on that cut, that featured Wayne Girard. Uh-huh. And we have a guitarist, Blake Aaron.
Yeah, Blake,
He's playing on there. But Joey Somerville.
Yeah,
we have Joey. Yeah, we have Gail Johnson.
Gail, great woman.
And new young singer, his name is Trey, and he's singing an original called the title cut, Christmas With You.
Okay.
Which was actually produced and written by my cousin, Ellis Dukes, who does a lot of television work. He does a lot of work for television shows and stuff. And he actually moved here a few years ago. So, I got some young people on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, it's going to be played here for sure. And we, especially because, you know, you touched it and sent it, gave it right directly to me. that's going in the system today. You know, we ain't got to wait for the downloads and all that. I'm taking mine straight off of the one he handed me, okay? Because that means it's going to sound good to the listeners. What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, we're going to stay right here at home.
Your wife cooking? You cooking?
Yep, my wife's cooking, and my mother-in-law's with us, and the dog. Well, it's all about the dog.
Of course.
It's about the dog.
That's all.
He runs the whole show.
Yeah. Doggy,
you know,
turkey?
He determines what size turkey we're getting.
So no wind, no rain. Yeah. If I don't hear that on this station every day.
Really?
And I think about you every day. I'm like, and that to me is, and as I close up, that is you. No wind, no rain.
Yeah.
Will stop you.
No,
that's
no,
you.
Oh, thanks, Sharon.
That's you.
I just want also add, we have Norman Brown is featured on the news.
Man.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in there.
Norman.
And my good friends. All my very good friends.
Yeah.
And that's what's so blessed about this time of the year.
Yeah.
But we're going to be here in town. And, you know, if y'all want to come up, we got a big old dining room table. So come on.
Well, y'all need to have something to invite your girl.
My wife was saying last night, what size turkey should we get? I said, well, it's only three.
Well, I know, but I'm going out of town. I'll be there.
We'll be here all weekend. I'm gearing up for the Norman Brown Christmas tour with Bobby Caldwell.
When is that?
That starts next week, the day after Thanksgiving. I head on the road. I'm out of here.
Well, we're going to absorb as much of you in Nashville as we can. And you going to got your groceries yet?
Going to get them pretty soon.
Now, I said we're going to absorb as much of you as we can. Right?
My wife's got a list for me.
So the state of Tennessee.
Everybody said, y'all live that glamorous life. Y'all might see me at Kroger's. You want to know which one I'm going to?
He said, is that the chance to in the line with the groceries?
Yeah, man, there's a Kroger. Yeah, we shop too.
Right. Y'all eat too.
You know who goes to the Kroger we go to all the time? It's Jason Aldean.
Really?
Yeah, he's down, you know, where we are. So,
And don't nobody act like anything special.
That's what I love about here.
Okay.
Your people, that's the way they are here.
Yeah.
Because we got big country music stars here.
Yeah.
And now, you know, but it's just not country music here in Nashville. That's what people always say to me. They go, oh, isn't it all country music? I go, it's a lot of country music.
Yeah.
But it's not all country music.
No, it's not.
That's what we have a rich community of people. And sometimes you get some jazz players playing in the country music bands.
Because they got to eat,
that's what makes
too.
It so beautiful.
Definitely.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and that is one of the many colors of the music city.
Yes.
Many, many colors.
And I'm a big country music fan.
Are you?
I always have been. I did a record here with Clint Black's years ago. I told you that.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first times I came to the city.
Okay.
But I'm a big country music fan. That's in case people are wondering. But I
so
love.
So you're gonna be twanging?
Man, I love music. I love country. I know all the bands. And
so
stuff.
You do country? Chris Stapleton, you like Uptown Road or Newtown Road?
My wife said you need to get in on a country music record. What are you doing? Every day she tells me you better go uptown and go sit in instead of staying at home watching CNN or something.
Well, we'll cover Jason Aldean to be wearing dreads in the Kroger.
Yeah, huh? That's all right. I'll be playing in his band because I'm a big Jason Aldean fan.
You know, I think one year, and I will say this, we're going to get back to some more music. Pull up a Marion over there, not a Christmas one, but a regular Marion cut. Yeah, pull up one, because we're going to close up with a Marion cut. But anyway, I interviewed him about 4 or 5 years ago about, he was doing some kind of community project.
Who was that?
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm sure it was most unusual for him to be on a HBCU radio station.
Well,
but he was just cool.
Real cool.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He really, really was.
I haven't met him, but he just seems like a very cool
Yeah, it was a phone interview. But, I mean, really? he was just a nice cat.
Yeah.
And because I told him, I said, I want you to remember this. This is probably your first being on a black radio station.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, talking to people that's not country.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he
said,
that's
the thing about music. Yeah. That's the most beautiful thing about music.
Yeah. Well, he was doing something good for the community.
That's nice.
Yeah. Good. So, and it was getting us, I was giving him a spotlight.
Uh-huh.
But, folks defined the new release, Marion Ware.
All the places, you know, marionmills.com, you get an autograph CD for those who still buy CDs.
Yes.
If you want to download, you can get that at marionmills.com as well, or Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, CD Baby, and Spotify. So.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, X, play it, and Marion's going to introduce it and see if he can recognize his own song.
Oh, y'all going to see that. Why y'all
That's low down, man.
That's low down. I got so many records, I don't even
know
all
this. You did him like that last time.
I know what it was.
What does that mean?
Oh, Asha. Oh, no. Let's see. This is. Oh, wow. Oh, Forbidden Fruit.
That's from the way back. No,
way
it's
back.
Not. He said no.
It's not from the.
Wait a minute. You'll know your own stuff. Come on, Mary. Keep listening.
I know Vanna Garrick's the keyboard player.
That don't count. Sure. You recognize that horn, right?
Yeah, I remember. I remember the. It's a very little short song. I can't tell you. I can't remember the title now, though. Hold on. Vanna Garrick. It's just two of us. Drummer, piano player. I might have to Shazam it.
Though you'll be doing that in the studio.
Nocturnal.
Oh, Nocturnal Serenade.
Yeah. You know
Nocturnal. Vanna Garrick. Yeah.
Yeah. What year was that?
Oh God, that was back in the '90s, right?
So.
Yeah, maybe late 90s.
Intro the song and tell everybody who it is and what what station you're on.
I'm on WFSK. This is Marion Meadows. You listen to Nocturnal Serenade with the wonderful Vanna Garrick on keyboards. Look up his music as well, Vanna Garrick.